Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
Somebody close the door. There's a draft in here. Be sure to stay close to your phone on Saturday. Due to a growing shortage of so-called quality college football draft picks available this year, an NFL team might just be dialing for dollars, trying to complete their traditional seven rounds of draft selections this weekend. Hey, you never know. The advent of college football's recent pot of gold called Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, has caused a significant number of potential NFL draft choices to reconsider a decision to leave college and join the NFL. That's right. Some players may actually get paid more to stick around in school for another year than enter professional football. Decisions, decisions. Let's have a fictitious example today, and we'll say his name is all-conference offensive guard Louis O'Lineman. Okay, I just make them up as I go. He just completed year number four at a major college football program. But due to COVID-19, the current NCAA rules will allow Louis another year of college eligibility, a fifth year, this fall. He also has the option to turn professional, and he could enter the NFL draft, which, by the way, begins this Thursday in Detroit with round one and will continue into Saturday. But this very sharp 3.4 GPA offensive guard wisely looks around and learns that the NFL scouts have rated Louis O'Lineman's skills as no higher than a fourth round selection in the coming draft. Based on the 2023 NFL rookie class, an average fourth round draft pick received a contract valued at about $1.2 million per year over four seasons. Hey, that's pretty good if you ask me. Now, of course, that player is subject to being cut from the team before the start of any season, so that money is literally year to year. In the meantime, Louis O'Lineman's current college football team believes that they have a serious chance to win the national championship this year. And Louis O'Lineman has always dreamed of playing for a national championship team his entire football career. The university's relatively new but financially growing NIL collective has accumulated millions of dollars in donations from its generous athletic supporters. And the school's NIL collective, which isn't supposed to collaborate with the coaching staff, you know, is redistributing that money to help keep important athletes in the college football program. That college NIL collective has just offered Louis O'Lineman a $1.5 million offer to stay in school for one more year and play his college football there once again this fall. Is that really happening out there? Indeed it is. Many NFL teams are now finding that college underclassmen are not as likely to forego their final year of college eligibility to join this week's NFL draft. Over the past decade, about 200 players usually opt out of college to start earning money in the NFL after their third year of school has been completed. But this year, half of that number, or about 100 underclassmen, are going to be part of the 2024 NFL draft. And that's because the other half of those college football players have decided they're going to remain in college and collect a similar or larger amount of loot courtesy of these new college NIL collectives. The NFL's annual draft has 32 teams which will make seven rounds of selections, and that's a total of 224 players who are going to hear their name called by the NFL Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. With 100 fewer underclassmen available this year, that means that 42% fewer college football players are going to be part of the potential talent pool for the NFL. And as opposed to previous years, the final three rounds of this year's NFL draft, you better have some deep scouting and be willing to take a lot more risks. For the college football players opting to stay in school, there are risks as well. A career-ending injury is always a possibility. And also, surprisingly, advancing age, that's right, can make the same player less attractive to an NFL scout at this time next year. You see, all things equal, the NFL generally prefers to draft a healthy 21-year-old college junior rather than taking a 23-year-old fifth-year college senior. And that's because the average NFL career lasts just 3.3 years. As no surprise, punters and kickers are the longest tenured players at about 5 years on average in the league, while running backs, the most frequently injured players, only stick around about half of that time at 2.57 years on average in the NFL. That's because football is a collision sport. The lengthy 23-year NFL career of quarterback Tom Brady is a true statistical outlier. Serious injuries and annual competition for positions contribute to making the NFL a revolving door business. Rookies in the National Football League generally will sign a 4-year contract. With an NFL football player's average career only lasting 3.3 seasons, though, more than half of this week's draft picks may be out searching for a new career by the end of their very first professional football contract. Even if the player is lucky and scores a second or even a third long-term contract over a lengthy career, even those contracts still come with a percentage of the money guaranteed or paid up front, while the remainder of the pay, though, is still by the season. With the draft coming up, that means it's time to spin the quarterback roulette wheel once again. And in 2024, several teams are lining up and expected to select a college quarterback with their first round picks. You're going to hear the names of USC's Caleb Williams, LSU's Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels, Drake May of North Carolina, and J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. Those names are going to be called by the midway point of round one on Thursday. And you might even get to hear the University of Washington signal caller Michael Penix Jr. or Oregon quarterback Bo Nix before the end of Thursday night's first round. Selecting a quarterback early in the first round, though, has not worked out very well. Recent history says that most of those quarterbacks are not going to make a long-term impact for the team which actually drafts them. Last year, for example, three of the first four NFL draft selections were college quarterbacks. But only one of them, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, who was the number two overall pick by the Houston Texans, actually had a significant impact on his team's success. Stroud would become the NFL's Rookie of the Year last year as Houston improved on the field and advanced into the first round of the playoffs. But what about the other two guys? The Carolina Panthers made former Alabama quarterback Bryce Young the top overall pick last year. And Young was literally chased all around the field in 2023 as the Carolina Panthers finished the year with a woeful 2-15 record. The fourth overall selection last year was Florida Gators quarterback Anthony Richardson. The Indianapolis Colts' top pick seriously injured his throwing shoulder, though, in one of the first games of the year, and he was out for the rest of the season. Now, 2 years ago, go back to 2022, there was only one quarterback, Kenny Pickett of the University of Pittsburgh, taken in the first round. With that 20th overall selection in the first round, the hometown Pittsburgh Steelers made Pickett their starting quarterback as a rookie. But just 2 years later in Steel City, Pickett has recently been traded to Philadelphia upon the signing of veteran quarterback Russell Wilson by the Steelers. Now let's go 3 years back. The 2021 NFL draft saw three quarterbacks taken with the first, the second, and the third overall picks in the first round. Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence went number one, followed by Zach Wilson to the New York Jets and Trey Lance to San Francisco. Two more quarterbacks were taken in the upper part of the first round as well. Chicago selected Justin Fields with pick number 11, and Mac Jones was taken by New England as the 15th overall draft choice. Of 2021's class of five first-round selections, only Trevor Lawrence remains with the same team which drafted him just 3 years ago. This past week, Denver obtained 2021's number two overall pick, Zach Wilson, in return for a sixth-round draft selection. In late 2023, the Dallas Cowboys received number three overall pick, Trey Lance, for a fourth-round selection this year. In March, the Pittsburgh Steelers grabbed number 11 Justin Fields away from the Bears for a lowly sixth-round selection. And also in March, Mac Jones, the number 15 overall pick in 2021, was dealt to Jacksonville. He'll join Trevor Lawrence from that same draft year for, you guessed it, a sixth-round draft pick. Ouch. So here's your question. Why do the teams keep doing it? And the answer? Patrick Mahomes. Some teams have failed to make the playoffs for several years in a row. The postseason drought is reaching a panic phase for the New York Jets, who haven't been in since 2010. The Denver Broncos have missed the playoffs since 2015. Atlanta Falcons and Carolina Panthers since 2017. None of them have made the playoffs. Team ownership and management must find a way to sell hope in order to satisfy season ticket buyers. and that quarterback position is the most visible to the fans and easiest to market. Despite the fact that a generational talent at offensive line might be a much smarter long-term pick, the bottom feeder teams in the NFL generally will pass in favor of selecting a well-known college quarterback. In 2017, Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech was selected by Kansas City with the 10th pick in the first round. Now, he's led Kansas City to 3 Super Bowl wins and has won 2 NFL Most Valuable Player awards. He's really good. However, in that same draft, Mitch Trubisky from the University of North Carolina was actually selected with the 2nd overall selection in that same round by the Chicago Bears, ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Trubisky lasted just 3 years in Chicago and has now played in Buffalo and Pittsburgh, and he's going to return to Buffalo again this year. So guess which team is going to have the number 1 overall selection this Thursday night? Yes, it's the Chicago Bears. And 7 years later, the Bears are expected to select another college quarterback with the overall first pick in the draft. So step right up. The NFL's first round quarterback roulette Wheel of Misfortune game begins Thursday night, 6 p.m. on ESPN. I'm Swamp Swamy.